Two dudes, one tiny ass apartment. Does it get any more Disney than this?
Relatable delinquents who talk about life,
alcohol consumption,
athletics,
partying,
university lifestyle,
coitus,
and everything in between.
A lifestyle podcast for young adults who don't know what's going on.
Wait.
That's not how it works.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Minimal Filters. Minimal Filters. Two guys who really don't know what's going on.
On episode 32 of the podcast some critics are calling absolute dog shit, Cale and I discuss the NHL Conference Finals and give our expert analysis. We give some love advice for all you down bad humans out there. And we finally bring back our nails segment, as today we will give our picks for the best original Netflix shows. And as always, we scrub this questionable podcast off with our shower thoughts of the day. Cale.
This podcast, for the last about month and a half, 2 months now, is brought to you by Adam and Eve, the number one source for adult toys in the whole fucking world. Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Like sex toys. Adam and Eve is offering half off just about any item. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. In order for this to work, just enter the offer code MFERS at checkout. That's all capitals MFERS. And you'll get half off almost any item plus 10 free gifts. 3 bonus items, 6 free, I'm assuming, pornography movies, and free shipping. Just use code MFERS, that's MFERS in all capitals, at adamandeve.com at checkout. This is exclusive to just this podcast. So make sure you head over to adamandeve.com, use code MFERS, get that 100% free shipping, and absolutely discreet.
So today, June 1st.
Which is fucked.
Yeah.
We've been here for 10 months in this apartment.
Ooh, that makes, wow. Let's not say that. Today, the lady who doesn't know what a toilet is was found guilty.
Amber Turd. Yeah, quick moment of silence for Johnny Depp.
Why would he give him a moment of silence? He won.
Round of applause, I guess.
Yeah, like, fuck yeah, Johnny Depp. Yeah. Jack Sparrow, Spack Jarrow.
Captain Jack.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. That's all I got. I don't really got it. Yeah, I mean, there's been enough talk on it. We're not...
The first, like, 3 days when it came out, and it was, like, live on TikTok, some of the things I would just see when I was scrolling through, I was, like, actually watching, but now it seems like it's the same fucking shit every single day for the last, like, 10
nice.
Days.
Nice shit. Well played.
No, not even a pun.
Yeah, nice one. Well played.
But it's fucking, it's annoying. Like, everyone knew at the very, very start Johnny Depp was going to win this trial.
Yeah, this girl, like, belongs in prison.
And he got $15 million in defamation.
Ain't bad.
I don't know what that means, but I read that, so it sounds
if you like
accused kind of thing.
Yeah, like if you say for example, if you like went on 17th Ave and held a sign that said Nathan Baylor has hemorrhoids, I can sue you for defamation because you're ruining my image.
Oh, wait,
I learned that in business law.
We're officially saying that it's you that has hemorrhoids.
No, because you'd be lying if you did that. Defamation is lying. So yeah, I don't know. This was a business law class I took that I almost failed, but fair. What are you going to do?
Nothing I can do.
That's all I got for today. I mean...
Good for him. How was your weekend, Bells?
It was good. It was...
Did you go camping?
I went camping.
And were you healthy the next day when you got back to the apartment?
I've been sick because I smoked probably 24 darts in the span of, I don't know, 6 hours.
It's so funny because, again...
I have asthma too, so I forgot about that part. For some reason, when I go camping, I forget I have asthma, and then the next day, I can't breathe, and I'm like, I wonder why.
I've never seen you, like, parents, if you're listening, I'm assuming you understand that people our age, when they have some alcohol, they enjoy nicotine. Bales, I don't know if I've actually seen anybody, one, hit a vape more than you when you're drunk, and two, smoke cigarettes less than you. But when you're camping, completely switches.
Camping's a different story.
Camping is just, you're just literally chain smoking cigarettes.
What I did, and I regretted it. I woke up the next day, and we had to drive back, and it took us 2 hours to get back, and I literally laid there because I needed my inhaler so badly. I think it was also a combo of fire, you know, like when there's a campfire, went into my lungs.
All that smoke too, yeah. And it gets in your eyes. It gets in your whole fucking...
This also has to do with the fact I was born a month early, so I had holes in my lungs, so I think I still have those holes. That would explain it, so...
Or is this just like a fucking Nathan's Health, Nathan's Anatomy fucking podcast? Hemorrhoids, holes in the lungs...
No, I was just telling you that I had holes in my lungs when I was born.
And that's your excuse.
And that's why I can't breathe when I chain smoke darts.
Okay.
That's the only reason why.
I got it.
Yeah.
Also, quick question. So you were there for just one night. You got there at around probably one or two during the day, stayed one night, and came home. Was that considered camping?
Yeah, it's totally worth it.
Do you think that's considered camping?
Yeah, because you stay in a tent and you're there. It's totally worth it. I would take a day of camping over a night of going out.
100%.
100 out of 99 times.
But the thing is, for me, when it comes to camping, that's why I loved when we were in Invermere last year for more than just one night. Because when you go camping, you get there during the day, you have a great fucking time. You go to sleep, you wake up. The best part about camping is when you wake up and you're hungover as shit.
Well, you just go having a beer. But this was like, it's not like it took a lot of effort to get there. It was only an hour and a bit away.
That's true.
So like, as opposed to like, you know, if you're going for like a trip to BC or something,
I guess that makes
you gotta get a lot of effort there. I didn't even bring any food. I didn't bring anything besides alcohol, which, I mean, I obviously regretted immediately, but...
Did you end up eating anything? Like, did anyone else have food?
Yeah, I probably stole like 8 hot dogs.
That's the one thing you, like, can eat when you're camping is hot dogs. They're quick, they're easy. When we went camping, I brought fucking like 8 sandwiches, and when I got home 4 days later, they were still all there.
When we went camping, I brought a cooler of food, and the only thing that was out of it was the hot dogs. The rest of it was just soggy food.
Literally,
because I forgot. Yeah, and I also forgot about it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's transition.
Sure.
Let's just get into hockey talk for...
Oh, our dishwasher's really loud right now. Hopefully,
let's be real. Like, this is this podcasting,
unscripted.
This is podcasting. I gotta say. No surprise, Edmonton beat Calgary last round.
Yeah, congrats, Bills.
Yeah, thank you. I told everyone what was going to happen, and it happened, so...
Gentlemen sweep.
Yeah, I put actually on my whiteboard, because there's a lot of Flames fans where I work, I actually put gentlemen sweep because we're nice the day of Game 5 before they actually won. I mean, so I knew it was going to happen.
The opposite of jinxed it.
Yeah.
You spoke it.
I spoke it into existence. It's like, have you ever read the book The Secret or heard about it?
No, you know, don't ask.
It's about, my mom made me read it when I was like 12. I don't know why she would let a 12-year-old read that. But it was like, it was about the law of attraction and how basically saying like, if you tell yourself that you're going to be rich, you're going to be rich. I don't know if there's a lot of science backing this up, but.
I say that all the time, the whole speak it into existence thing. I use that line a lot.
Yeah.
Only because I hate when people speak things into existence that I hate, or speak things out of existence.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, fucking, probably going to get in a crash today. It's like, why the fuck would you say that?
Yeah, why would
you say
that?
You're going to speak it into existence.
Anyways, Kale and I are going to give our expert analysis, just as we did last round for the two rounds.
Yeah.
Let's start off the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the New York Rangers. Kale, take it away.
Yeah, before I quickly do that, I just want to say how... First round, you were 6-for-8. I was 5-for-8, so you beat me there. This last round, you were 2-for-4. I was 1-for-4.
Yeah, I mean...
And
I also was an idiot. Like, I was stupid in the last round and didn't take the Avs. If I would have taken the Avs in both rounds,
yeah,
which I didn't for some reason...
That's actually weird. Wasn't a sweep?
Right? Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to play it smart. Like, I thought I was...
I took the fucking Panthers and they got swept. Again,
I wasn't surprised there.
President's choice, fuck. President's Cup, and I should have known.
PC.
It's been like fucking 15 years when they haven't made it. But anyways, yeah. All right, spoiler, the game's on right now. The Tampa Bay and Rangers game is on in the background, and it's currently 4-2 for the Rangers, but I wrote this down, so I'm not going to cheat. I have Tampa Bay in 5. So if Rangers do end up winning this game, that means it's going to be a gentleman's sweep for Tampa. I think Tampa can still come back. But I'm kind of scared. But last time with my last picks, I kind of did some changes and was kind of not honest. I had to stick with my gut for this one. I have Tampa in 5. Tampa's just fucking... I think if Tampa was to lose in the playoffs, it would have had to have been rounds 1 or 2, kind of fluky. Because now
they're probably going to win the cup. They're probably going to win the cup.
Exactly.
Again.
They're like, fuck it. We're here again. Yeah. Now we know what to do. We've been this far... New York hasn't been this far, Edmonton hasn't been this far, and Colorado hasn't been this far in the last 4 years. So
yeah. All right. My prediction, I have Tampa Bay in six.
Is that because they're down 4-2 right now, or did you have that written down
before? No, I just think New York can steal a couple with Shesterkin and that young kid line, as you know, they've taken over game one. But New York City has 25,900.
Doing these fucking stupid things again?
New York City has 25,985 rats, but Tampa Bay has the biggest rat of them all in Corey fucking Perry.
True.
I am taking Tampa Bay for the same reason as why I took them over Toronto, because it's a group of men playing a bunch of fucking toddlers.
Yeah, a bunch of boys.
It's just the truth. Oh, and also Tampa Bay has Dolphins in it, which is fucking sick. So I also think that's why they're going to beat
Tampa
the Rangers.
Bay has Dolphins in it?
Yeah, like in the water on
the
coast.
In the state or the city.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they fucking do. They like hang out on the coast. Is that like where like people like Sea-Doo and shit?
Right where our fucking ex-gift. I was trying to think of a cool name for
him. No, that's Miami. He's in Miami. This is Tampa Bay.
Well, it's still the intercoastal.
Anyways, there's Dolphins in Tampa Bay, which is why they're going to beat the New York Rangers. So.
So yeah, there's one. I guess there's Nathan's reason. He went 2-for-4 last week, so how can you argue his reasons?
My reasons always
I just say Tampa because, like I said, they've been this deep the past fucking two years. And once they get this deep, they go all the way. Compared to Colorado, Edmonton, New York, they haven't been this deep the past few years. So it's just now it comes down. This is where the experience kicks in. The final four teams.
It's just what happens. Like it's like when you're playing your dad in like a card game.
He'll let you beat. He'll beat you, like you can get there. He'll let you.
He like get it, but he's like right there. He like knows how to beat you just because he's experienced, yeah. And that's what this team is.
Yep, they know. They might even go down.
They're literally a team of dads. Like that's what they are. They're a team of dads.
I wonder. I bet over half of them have kids.
Oh yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
So dad strength now.
And all right, Pat Maroon, we both got Tampa. Mm-hmm. All right. The one we've all been waiting for, since there's only two series. Yeah. So, Edmonton Oilers versus Colorado Avalanche. I'll go first. No bias here, but I'm going to take Edmonton in five.
So, you can't say that after you say no bias. Oh, Panarin just scored 5-2 Rangers. Fuck. I'm changing.
That's
my
not bias at all.
That's absolutely bias. Because you're saying only for the sole reason that you're a fan that they're going to reverse sweep the fucking Avalanche.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, any other reason? Is there some fucking...
Yeah, I get major... Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll get into that later. But I get major Last Dance vibes from this Edmonton Oilers team. But instead of Last Dance, it's their first dance. Like, think about it. Connor McDavid...
So how the fuck do you get the same vibe?
Connor McDavid... is fucking Michael Jordan.
This isn't his first dance.
Leon Draisaitl is Scottie Pippen. And Evander Kane is literally Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Because he's...
They love Vegas.
He's black? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was going to say because they love Vegas. And I couldn't think of who to choose for Dennis Rodman, but... Fair.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you said Last Dance, this is their first... That's absolutely zero correlation. It makes sense that it would quite be... You could have said the opposite.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Good reason, I guess, Nathan. Just like always, fucking great analogy for those non-hockey fans, I guess. Basketball fans in this case. So you have Edmonton in five?
Yeah.
I have Colorado in five. Which means they literally have to only win three more.
Good math. Yeah, good fucking math.
Last night's game was fucking insane. That was... It almost reminded me of fucking game one against the Alabama Bullets.
It literally was. Like, that was fucking
stupid. The Oilers were down by three and got just fucking close enough, but then boom, empty net goal, sealed the deal. And now it's like, fuck.
Yep.
So if you're going by that, then yeah, you're right.
No, I'll be honest. I was worried as fuck. I was sad for probably three quarters of that hockey game last night. Like, I didn't show any emotions during it, but I was kind of sad.
If we're going off your analogy, then it quite literally is set up for a reverse sweep.
Yeah.
Get your ass kicked in a fucking absolute blow.
Well, here's a fun fact for about the Edmonton Oilers. Dating back
it's so fun.
Dating back to their 2000 stick. Wow.
Wait, how many sticks?
I said 2000 sticks. 2006 Stanley Cup Finals run. There we go, Nathan, you fucking idiot. Which they would have won if it wasn't for Andrew Ladd running over Dwayne Rolison intentionally, but that's beside
I hate people like that.
But that's besides the point.
You say if it wasn't
that's besides the point. That's besides the point. But in Edmonton's last 8 playoff series dating back to there, they've lost game 1 in 7 of them. So this don't matter. It really don't fucking matter. They lost 7 of 8. Game 1, psh. Game 2, psh. The rest matters.
You're right. Okay, yeah, that's yep, fair. Also, I'll bring it up because I'm a man. I'm a real man, so I'll bring it up. I know you probably were thinking about bringing it up, but I'll bring it up. Real man. I didn't go to Red Lot. last podcast.
Yeah, you're a fucking
for
coward.
For those probably, I think we had like 17,000 downloads last episode. If those 17,000 people are still listening to this one, I apologize.
Let me
get my spiel and then you can fucking make fun of me if you want. But the Wi-Fi in Indus.
What the fuck? Trust me,
it makes sense.
What does this have to do with anything?
Trust me.
With you not going to downtown Calgary and telling people you have hemorrhoids.
Trust me. So yeah, for those of you who didn't know, I lost the faxo printer. And I had to go to Red Lot and interview people saying I had hemorrhoids and ask if it was okay for a 22-year-old. I lost fair and square. I was going to. But the next morning, I drove to Indus for work where I quite literally have one bar of service. In my house where my family lives, there's Wi-Fi. But I was in the shop. It was dog shit service. And for those of you who didn't know, for some fucking stupid reason, the city of Calgary and whatever, CSEC, decided to put 5,000 tickets, free tickets, up for grabs on Ticketmaster at 9 o'clock. And those 5,000 people were the ones who were going to be allowed in the Red Lot. At 9 and 30 seconds, there was 5,000 sold out. I didn't get tickets. I tried. A lot of my friends didn't.
I got them.
A lot did. You did.
Because I'm not an idiot. I know how to work Ticketmaster.
And then you also ended up going to the game. So you had an absolute fucking day for yourself. Congrats. But I... Yeah, sure, whatever, Bales. Call
don't
me
be
a
bitch. Do you have to go? You have to make this up somehow.
What I'm saying, I'll make it up, but how about this? Colorado wins in 5. If I get the team and the in games right, I don't have to do shit. But if I get that wrong, so if Colorado wins, but.
Are we doing a double or nothing vibe here?
Or if Edmonton wins, I will do that same thing in blackface.
No, you can't do blackface. That's illegal.
Okay, then
that's illegal. Okay, here's what I'm gonna propose. I'm gonna propose this. Okay, so if Avs in 5 happen, you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
All right. If Avs still win, you still have to do the original bet.
Okay.
Like if it's in 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 4.
But when the Oilers win in 5. When the Oilers win in 5, you have to go down, let's say, 17th Ave on a Friday or Saturday night.
Okay.
We're talking about late at night, so you get to hang out with like the drunks, right?
Oh, yeah.
In your underwear.
Doing the interviews?
Yes. Doing the exact interview, but you have to only be wearing underwear and socks, no shoes allowed.
If Edmonton wins in 5?
No, if Edmonton wins overall.
Oh, so you're changing?
That's what I said.
Okay, so if Edmonton wins, I do that. If Colorado wins, it stays. If Colorado wins in 5, nothing.
Yeah.
We're shaking hands right now, everyone.
Deal. All right. Also, Edmonton is going to win because they have smoked approximately 534 grams of meth this year. So,
how does one determine that?
I think what they do is...
That means the government is the one making the meth.
Nice conspiracy theory. Did you hear in BC they're actually legalizing small doses of like fentanyl and coke?
Did you read that on Facebook? Even
No, it was on the news, on Global News. Like they're literally, you're allowed to have small doses of cocaine in your system now. It's legal. How fucked is that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I already booked my plane ticket to BC.
You could just drive.
Nah, flying's easier.
True, and then you can get fucking arrested in the air with coke in your system, but not because it's allowed.
No, I'm just kidding. I've never done cocaine. I never will. Next segment. Oh, what was your... So you were Colorado in 5.
Yeah, I had Tampa in 5, Colorado in 5, and then, which means Tampa and Colorado in the finals, and then we'll do a prediction after that happens.
I'll be. All right, love language. Kale,
no, we're not done. Whoops. We haven't done one of these for a while.
We haven't done one of these
Mine's
for a
very
while.
Long, and it's females, so if you want to go first.
You have? Do you have advice from a female's perspective? You're doing from a female's perspective, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're doing from guys' perspective.
Guys to girls.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank God.
All right. Women. Don't be weird around males when it comes to normal things that humans do. If you got a burp, you got a burp. If you got a fart, you got a fart. If you shit your pants, you shit your fucking pants. The right guy is going to understand that you're human and isn't going to judge you for it, but rather respect you for being so comfortable around him. So let's all change this norm together, and let's all be comfortable with accepting our body's actions in all their glory.
Why are you reading this like it's a fucking quote? Where'd you pull this from, Bales?
No, I just thought in my head it'd be cooler if I read it like that.
Honestly, though,
I'm good. I'm cool if a girl farts around me. I don't care.
Oh, fuck, man.
If she's hot.
To an extent. Like, if it's.
Well,
like,
it depends.
Again, this is going to sound so fucking, like, dumb and literally, like.
I mean, I know, like, from my perspective, if I let out a bad one that smells bad, I know the girl I'm hanging out with probably isn't going to enjoy it.
That's, yeah. And so, like, every time I've either been seeing somebody. If I'm, like, around a girl who I don't know, fuck it, I'll do it. But if I'm, like, seeing someone who I like, or if I'm around someone who, like, I'm around a lot, I get so, like, fucking weird about just fucking farting in front of girls. After a while, it's like, yeah, I'll let her fart in front of you. But then back to what you're saying about, like, if when the girls do it, you're right, completely zero problem. But this when the extent comes into play, if you're, like, making dinner or, like, laying in bed, little fart and laugh. But if it's, like, a Ripley wet, like a shart.
I mean, yeah.
Then like, that's the extent. That's like, that's just a barrier that I would never want to be broken.
No, I'm good with that.
What, dude?
I'd accept it. Accept people. What if? Accept people for who they are.
What if it's, whatever, man.
You're right.
That was Nathan's advice.
Yeah, you're welcome. Be comfortable.
When's the time limit?
Humans.
First date things?
Humans be humans. Yeah, I'd give it like.
We are Neanderthals.
I'd give it like three hangouts. Three, like, you know, dates, couple hangouts, and then you're like, all right, I could.
Okay.
It's all right.
But the first one for either the guy or the girl, do you announce it or do you just let it rip?
Like, we talking first date or like.
No, like the first time you.
When you're first allowed to do it? Oh, yeah, I'd be like, hey, I just farted. I feel like you're.
You announce it before. Do you say, gonna fart?
Yeah, I feel like you're better off to own it. Instead of being sneaky about it, because if it fucking reeks, then it's like, oh.
Then it's like, they're gonna be like, I know that wasn't me, which is one person.
Leaves one other person.
True. Imagine if you deny it. It's like, I know it was you. No, I swear. I swear. It wasn't me.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got. You're welcome.
Great advice, Bells.
You're welcome.
All right. So, first off, the female who I asked and the female who is saying this, I'm not saying their name, but they're 26 years old. Which is almost, I have to say, I think, because we should almost have, like, it's a perspective thing. This is a 26-year-old female perspective. If it's not an 18-year-old.
It's mature.
Right? It's a mature young woman. So, be more decisive. And this is literally her text word for word, so I'm reading it.
Go ahead.
As if I'm her.
Okay? Yeah, I got it. Don't worry.
I don't just mean picking the restaurant or what movie to watch. Not just those small things. I'm also referring to bigger life decisions. I dated a man 2 years ago for a few months who avoided making decisions so often and too often that he was skirting his responsibilities. He was so bleh and wishy-washy on issues related to career, family, or even our relationship. And it was a total turnoff. He was 25, I was 24. And I was way more farther into my career and serious about my life path than he was. Being 24 at the time, I truly felt ready to settle down, get married, and find someone to start a family with. He, on the other hand, liked to live life day by day, which is completely fine to an extent. Although to me, him never finishing his degree, not being able to keep a minimum wage job for more than 4 months, and living in my apartment that I'm paying for was a little bit too much for me.
I like it. Yes. Yeah, no, that's good. You can say, like, it's all about perspective, but, I mean, I'm on the side, like, it's definitely more attractive when someone, like, understands what they're doing.
And
it's okay, like, I'm not saying, like, in your, like, realistically, you don't have to have, like, I've said this before, you don't have to have your life figured out to, like, basically have to take care of a kid, right? Like,
until you have real responsibilities. That's why I needed to tell you her age.
But also, the reality is, like, you need to understand what you're doing. Like, if you're gonna fucking work... Like, just work. Don't be that fucking person, like you said, who lives day by day.
Yeah.
I don't find day by day attractive. I mean, at least understand, like, oh, like, I have this job and, like, you know, I don't fucking know. What do people around our age, like, say if you're just a labor worker, I don't care. Anything fucking matters. Construction job. Like, yeah. Actually, construction's a good career, but, like, I think what I'm going with is I forgot what I was going to say.
So. Nice, Bales. I was wondering where the fuck you were going. What I think you're going to say is that it's completely fine to have that day-by-day mentality kind of on the side if you have a degree on the way. If you have a mindset, if you're working towards something, then it's fine. Also, if you have an end goal, yeah, at least.
Also know what you want. Like, if you if you want to be with this person, don't be that. Don't be like, oh, like, I don't know if, like, we should work. Like, right. Just, it's either yes or no. Right. It's like, it's a yes or no.
Like, it's like this girl said, like, why are you dating me if you're so...
You're either all in or you're not in.
Right.
And again, that's like, how every relationship should be.
1,000%. Man, I might have said this before, but when I was so in that mindset of, like, almost like date to marry kind of thing when I was literally 16. I literally was like, what's the point of dating someone unless you have a car? First of all, what, your mom and daddy are going to drive you to the fucking hangout and pick you up at 7:45? Like,
yes.
No point in dating at that age unless you have a car.
Actually, I had a moped.
No point in dating if you're out of high school unless you're literally wanting to fucking date
unless you can see a future with that person. Right. I
don't just date someone because, like, oh, they're hot and you want to show them off on Instagram.
I don't know. I mean, I know people our age who are definitely like that, but I don't know. I've never been under that mentality.
But again, this is also so hard to judge because, like,
it's different perspectives, like you said.
I'm 22. This girl was 24, ready to settle down into her career. I'm 22. I started my degree really late. I still have 2.5 years left. I literally work for AHS, and that's not what I think I want to do with my career. I'm in a sports degree and a management degree. But that's the thing. So I'm low-key at the same time. I'm kind of living day by day, but I have that path.
You got an idea.
That I'm... It's not school season. It's summer right now.
Yeah.
It's not school season. Once it's winter again and that gets back
just
up,
maybe I'll find... Just don't be that person who's, like, not doing anything. Like, you always, like, you got to be working or, like, you got to be going to school.
Or, you know what? Here's my little fucking... My little tidbit from this female's advice to kind of add on
to. Can you put a bow?
Yeah.
Put a bow on this?
Yeah.
Wrap it up?
Yeah, quickly. I think if you are that person, date someone who's also that person. Don't date someone who's wanting that life that to be, like, in this
a example, structured life.
Yeah, because you're going to hold... Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to hold them back. You're going to drag them down.
Yeah. No, I like right? it. Yeah, you don't want someone to drag you down. Someone to support you. Someone to make you a better person.
Yeah, no cap.
Absolutely no cap. That's
zero cap there. All right.
All right. Finally, we're bringing back the nails. Our most controversial segment.
I'm going to grab a coin. You can introduce it.
So we're doing the nails of Netflix original shows. These are shows that started on Netflix, not that Netflix just owns, which means a show such as Peaky Blinders, iconic, one of my favorite shows of all time, will not be included in this. It has to be a show that started on Netflix and stayed on Netflix or has continued on Netflix.
I'm not going to lie, I totally thought Breaking Bad was the Netflix, but I'm like, wait a minute, I used to watch it on AMC.
Yeah, and then there was a lot of shows that now, like I said, Peaky Blinders is owned. Can't remember. There's another Black Mirror. Those are shows that started off of Netflix and then Netflix bought. So had to do some research here. Definitely more research than I've done in the past.
Okay. Speaking of Peaky Blinders, season 5, season 6 is out like tomorrow.
Very excited. Also, The Boys, new season in 2 days.
Oh my God.
I'm very excited.
That's Friday?
Yeah, very excited. Probably going to watch, I think they're releasing 2 or 3, and that's one of those, I'm definitely watching it. Yeah, for sure.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, I love that show.
The Boys.
Recommended for sure. Boys. On Prime.
Did we do all right. that in our one?
Yeah, we did the rating. Yeah. All right. I'm going to flip a coin for first pick. Kale, call in the air.
Tails.
You finally got a first pick.
Oh my God, this is the worst one to have a first pick on.
Congrats,
too.
Yeah. You finally got a first pick.
There's two Bales, and I'm gonna tell you right now the one that I don't pick. You're going to pick, but the thing, they're not both 1-1s. I'm pretty sure they're both kind of 2.
1A, 1B.
No, I think 2A, 2B. There's no number one in this.
Yeah, we did say that. I'd agree. I would agree with that. Go ahead.
So, and I haven't even. I'm going to Stranger Things.
All right. Yeah. I mean.
And I haven't even watched a new season yet. It's been out for like 2 days. I've been too busy.
So I had that up there. I haven't even watched a new season yet, but I was thinking about, like, I literally had this thought to myself the other day. dude, that show's been out since we were like 15. Like, I literally started watching this show when I was 15 years old, sneaking out of my parents' basement to go hold hands with a girl. Like, that's how old this show is. Like, that's, like, it's crazy. I remember watching it in that basement, like, because I used to have this dope setup. Like, I'm talking a bachelor pad when I was 15 years old. Nice, it was nutty.
That's
kind
of sick.
Anyways, but, like, I've been engaged and in trance every season. Like, it's, and it reels you in. And apparently, this new season is darker, and I feel like that's something I'm going to like.
This show has grown with us. Like, when I was 16, 17, yes, I'm like,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, right? And now it's like something I want. Just like fucking Justin Bieber. He's grown with us.
JB.
Zac Efron.
J fucking B.
But like Millie Bobby Brown, dude, I saw like this kind of her walking up in Jimmy Fallon when she was first season. She was a baby.
Yeah.
Now she looks like a fucking woman.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. I don't know how old she is. Hopefully I'm not being weird and she's like a minor or something still. How old is she?
All right.
She's 18. That's okay. Yeah. I'm safe.
All right. I will. I'm sure this was going to be your second one.
Yeah. I'm already writing it down. I know what it is.
Ozark.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Another season I haven't seen.
And here's something. It's one of the few shows in the world that you can arguably say got better as it went on.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of shows where season one peaks and then it just collapses after that. They're like that's the majority of TV shows out there. But this show, like, genuinely...
And see,
got better and better. And from the moment that cartel leader's head got blown off in the season one finale, I was into it. I was fucking like, I couldn't like,
yeah, that was the finale in the basement of his own house.
No, it was in the farm. Remember in the farmer's house?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. When she did that, I was like, ah.
Yeah. Well, what?
Ah. That's what I did.
I like that. Not in a weird way.
Sorry. Yeah. All right. It's fine.
Yeah. Ozark, like, and again, like you just said, and I like that you said that too. It's one of those ones that like has literally gotten better. There has been many shows that people say like, oh, trust me, it gets better. Like, oh, so much better. And I never give it a chance. I watched the first 4 or 5 episodes of Ozark. Then I stopped.
It starts off slow. Absolutely.
And then
I was told
it gets fucking better. And then season two, so I'm like, fuck it. I'll give it another chance. And sure as shit, I watched from right where I left off. Because it was like maybe 4 or 5 months. I remembered everything that happened. And I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I started watching this again. So that's what we should. We should fucking throw it on. Maybe like
the new season. Or Stranger Things new season. We got a lot to go.
Or another show I'm going to list right away here that I want.
We also forgot The Flight Attendant season 2 just came out. And we haven't even started that yet.
I was told not to, man.
Oh, really?
And again, maybe, by who? Maybe we're wrong.
Who else watches this show?
A 45. Five or maybe mid 40-year-old.
I could see it being like it. The way that show went, for those of you who haven't watched it, it is kind of one of those shows where I feel like it should only be one season.
100%. Because like you the watch whole, it, it's like how the fuck can they continue
the whole
this?
Setup? Yeah, how like
apparently, dude, she's got like.
I mean, it's gonna work. It's gonna work though because it's Kaylee Cuoco. And I mean,
yeah. If she doesn't, I'm not gonna lie though. If she doesn't pop a titty in this one, I'm gonna be pissed.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Like every show needs at least one titty.
Need at least one boob.
Yeah. But nipple. Boobs, obviously. She's got lots of cleavage. You need a boobie.
All right, go ahead. What's your second?
Narcos. Which could have been in a fucking one or a two. Like, again, there is like Narcos Mexico. There's like spinoffs, but like the Narcos.
Pablo Escobar. The Pablo Escobar was like, it's one of the tougher shows to watch because it's mostly in Spanish.
Yeah, but subtitles, it's completely
fine. Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's not one of those shows you can, like, know what's happening unless you're actually watching it, right?
Oh, it's one of those you have to put your phone away.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. But it truly, like, every season that I watch of that one, like, it was unbelievable. Like, the way it showed the lifestyle of Pablo Escobar while also showing how fucked up and how dark it was back then. Like, the drug wars was absolutely insane.
He's, like, the most, like, nonchalant human being ever who just literally is the most powerful human being ever back in those days.
And a fucking dick.
Yeah. But again, he's like, it's like that's him being a dick. That's just his natural demeanor. It's not like he's a nice guy and has to be a dick. He's literally just that's a dick. Him being himself.
Okay, good job, Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. It's actually that's the show that made me be like a subtitle guy.
I hate subtitles. It was also one of those shows that made me do a lot of research on like actually like how rich and how like crazy it was back then. Like he was literally one of the top 10 richest people in the world. Like that's. When cocaine started, he was the guy.
Dude, there's a
he thing was too. The guy.
Obviously, they've literally gone from fucking A to Z about his whole entire life and all this, these tracings, but they know that there's money he had that has never been found and it's just been buried.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. Like, oh, and they even fucking said, insane.
With
yeah.
what he has had and all his assets, add on what they're almost positive because of proof and fucking play it by ear kind of things of what he also had. Richest man in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the power.
With
hey,
like inflation.
That's everything. The power of cocaine. Right. That is the power of cocaine. Right. All right, my second pick is you.
Yep.
First off, this year, this series, wow, my speeching is not very good today.
That wasn't great either.
This series showed us how fucking easy it is to get stalked or stalk someone. Not that I've tried or anything.
Or
how
easy it is to just literally hide a murder, man.
Yeah, like, but I mean, all this shit, it reels you in. The constant fucking murders, the constant twists are exactly what you fucking
again,
sign up for.
I hate to be a horny guy here, but him and that girl having a little mini affair there when like the neighbor, like
oh
the
yeah
sexy
yeah.
girl when that day who walks in and they oh. have some wine and then she literally just fucking like they go upstairs and have sex. That's how, just such it, I, you can't take your eyes off the TV for that little the tension. It's just so
yeah.
sexy.
Yeah,
you as sexy. It's intense.
You
it's
horny right now?
I'm not horny right now. No, I'm just.
The only thing I have to say
a little bit, I guess.
The only thing I'll go against this show is that it's responsible for one of the cringiest lines in television history.
3, 2, 1.
I wolf you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Should we say that to each other, you think? Or make our own?
Shut up. Go ahead.
Kind of like people like the
move on. Fucking move on. Go ahead.
My number 3. Which I'm not sure many people have watched this. Haunting of Hill House.
I haven't, so you're gonna have to give me an.
It is so fucking good.
I'm not
so,
a horror movie guy. I got fucking nightmares when I watched Batman as a kid, so.
Ironically enough, Bales, Love is one of the main characters in
nice.
This.
Nice.
So I guess she's just a Netflix original gal.
She's a Netflix gal.
Victoria Pedretti, that's I completely butchered it, but something along the lines. That's
yeah.
her actor's name. It's fucking insane, man. I don't even know how to describe it. It's terrifying. It's fucking, it's, well, I mean, it's called Haunting of Hill House, but I believe there's more than one season. Season one for sure is what I watched. I was in Moose Jaw and a teammate and I were watching it kind of simultaneously, like not together, but we'd watch it like one episode on Tuesday, then on text. Oh my God, that was crazy. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to say the episode, not going to say when anything at all, but the only time in my life where I can truly say I've actually jumped in my fucking bed out of being scared and had legit fucking nightmares was a scene in this show.
Yeah, I've heard it's genuinely scary, which is why I've never watched
it. And the best part about it is that, dude, there's no scary shows. Everything scary is a movie.
Facts.
Right? This is a show. It's like a fucking 10, 11 episodes of scariness, and it's all... There's a plot to it. It isn't just like one episode you watch
just
one night.
Getting scared, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's literally like you're so fucking invested. And again, it's one night you don't want to have your phone in your hand.
Yeah, no respect.
It's not like American Dad, Family Guy. It is so fucking good, and I hope people have seen this. I would legit rewatch it.
Just yeah.
To fucking...
Good pick. The way you describe it, yeah. I mean, I'm not a horror guy, but...
Well, I'm not either, especially alone. But when I was in Moose Jaw, I fucking was alone so much.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I literally jumped. I fucking shit my britches.
All right. My next pick, Outer Banks. All I really have to say is Sarah Cameron.
That's Netflix. That is Netflix.
Yeah. All I really have to say is Sarah Cameron. But despite how unrealistic the show has gotten, when that first series came out, I was more fucking into this show than my 6-year-old dad is on LinkedIn. Like, I was into it.
No, that's false.
No, I like, oh, and my 6-year-old dad liked Outer Banks too. He fucking wanted to watch it with me, so.
We've already, yeah, we went over Outer Banks in our rating scales about how
but
we kind
of
hate it.
The popularity of it was fucking crazy when it came
that's
out.
That's a really good pick. I completely
like,
forgot it was
like that first season, good. That first season was like, because every episode, it did a really good job because it ended on cliffhangers, right?
Yep.
And everyone loves shows that end on cliffhangers. And they fucking executed it. And I was fucking into it. Not just because of Sarah Cameron, but mostly because of Sarah Cameron.
Are we sure it's the Netflix original?
I'm like 95% sure.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
It is.
Fuck, dude. You know, I need to go put one in my honorable mentions quickly. I hope you don't have it. That's a great pick. I completely forgot that was a fucking Netflix original. You're right, good reason. Sarah Cameron, Madeline Klein. Great reason.
Who's Madeline Klein?
That's her real life name.
No, it's Sarah Cameron.
Okay. My fourth pick, and oh my god. Again, I fucking hope people have seen this back in the day. It's an OG. It's one of the OG Netflix originals. Longmire.
I still haven't seen this.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I was as, and this might fucking tickle your fancy, Bales. I was as into it as I was Breaking Bad. And you know what it reminds me of? The reason I stalled it for a minute, it reminds me of literally a more badass and realistic Yellowstone.
Ooh. Because I like that. Yeah,
it was made
like
in 2011 or 12, and you can't. You can fake more shit nowadays.
Is Longmire like Netflix started it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was one of their first
I've never heard
originals.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's why I have to give respect to it. I'm saying Longmire is my fourth
pick. Respect.
I remember back when fucking Man Crush Monday and Woman Crush Wednesday, when you'd post on your Instagram story, or even your actual Instagrams when you were like 12, 13. I posted, there's a character named Branch Connolly. Sick name, first of all. He was my Man Crush Monday.
Yeah.
But Longmire is literally the reason why I started drinking Rainier. Because that's fucking nice. Mr. Longmire's beer.
Nice. I haven't seen it, but the way you describe it, a more realistic Yellowstone, which I kind of like.
You know what?
Yellowstone can
not
suck
on
my
Netflix
dick.
Anymore.
Oh.
So we might not be able to ever watch it again.
Yellowstone can suck my dick.
Yep. I'm still mad about how it ended.
My fourth pick. Fuck, I decide between two. Mm-hmm. All right. I got BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. I was going to slide that one in there as like a nice little comedy.
It's like a hilarious comedy, but it actually like it's weird. It's the first cartoon where it ever like has put me in feels too. Like it gets kind of emotional at some parts. Yeah. But at the same time, it's one of those few shows you can honestly say that you can watch it as like background noise, like it can just be on, you know, like The Office or something. Yep. But you can also like it's a show that you can be engaged
like
in,
Parks and Recreation.
Oh yeah, but like you can be fully engaged into it, and like I got to give it credit, like it's a fucking stellar show, and it made me laugh. It didn't make me cry, but it definitely made me a little sad. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, the reason why I wasn't gonna say is because like you said, I actually wasn't one of the ones who watched it to actually watch. I kind of always had it in the background.
Yeah,
excuse me. So I wasn't gonna say that, but that's a good pick. I like that. Oh, fuck, man. My last one.
Number five.
Oh, this is tough. Because, I have one that I want to say, but I also know that people don't fucking watch it.
Go with the people. It's the people's podcast.
The Last Dance.
The Last
Which
Dance.
Which you already alluded to fucking like 50 minutes ago.
The first dance.
With Michael Jordan. It's
well played. It is unbelievable documentary.
And it was it was during fucking COVID when it came out. And the time it came out was just such good timing.
Even if you're not a basketball fan, you will fucking love this.
Dude,
like
I'm not the biggest basketball fan.
Oh, me neither. But like you don't have to be a sports fan if you like
to
enjoy it.
I'm just a badass motherfucker fan.
Like it's fucking unbelievable. Like the shit that they went through and the shit like, well, not really went through, but like just the story arc of like all of the athletes was kind of nuts.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. And like
you could do a documentary just on fucking Dennis Rodman. That guy lived the craziest fucking life.
Honestly, I wouldn't
doubt
there
human.
Is one coming pretty soon.
Oh, like unbelievable.
They have enough footage for sure. And
he's basically a living cartoon character. Like he is. Yep. Okay, my last one. I got to decide between an OG. All right. This is a show that most people may have forgotten. I got to go with 13 Reasons Why. That show was so fucking popular when that came out, and also did an unbelievable job at storytelling and addressing like the fucked up shit that's going on in today's world.
Yeah.
Like in American high schools. An unbelievable job. The last season didn't really boost it up at all, but the first two were unbelievable. Like I was like binging both of those seasons.
One of those shows that should have ended maybe after the second.
After the second one, I would say, but that
even the first.
But that first season, like how like just how unbelievably written and like the plot itself.
Written.
I said written. I think that might just been my big lips getting in the way, but like how each episode like addressed what character was the reason, like that plot was unbelievable. But the greatest asset that this show has is that every single character you can probably relate to at one point in the show. In some way, you're like, I understand like what that person's going through, and it's fucked up. Like, what show is it that we Euphoria? Like, you know how it's kind of like a more realistic version of Euphoria. Like, yeah. Euphoria, everyone's like so out of this world fucked up, but 13 Reasons Why is like real fucking shit, it feels like.
And that is exactly what I mean about the Longmire to Yellowstone comparison. It's older. 30 Reasons Why, maybe six years old.
Like, honestly, like back when like Stranger Things, I think like back
So it's older, back when you could actually be more relatable and couldn't bullshit as easily. And now you have Euphoria, which is exaggerated. Yellowstone's exaggerated.
Yeah.
30 Reasons Why was a legit, real fucking scenario.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. It was fucked up. Everything that happened in that show, like it made you, like it made your stomach like twist. It made you fucking sad. Like, yeah. It made you fall in love.
Made you sick for a few seconds.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I honestly forgot about that show until I was going through my watch it again. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God.
So my five, I have Stranger Things, Narcos, Haunting of Hill House, Longmire, and The Last Dance.
I have Ozark, You, BoJack Horseman, Outer Banks, and 13 Reasons Why. My three honorable mentions... Mm-hmm. Mindhunter, unbelievable.
I have that. And that's when you said that Narcos was the show that made you kind of like Google shit and like.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Mindhunter was that
for every me. Serial killer that was in that show I looked up for sure.
Like, me and you literally were watching Edmund Kemp's fucking YouTube videos.
Yeah. Tiger King.
I just wrote that one down.
Tiger King, unbelievable. Like, embodies America. Yep. And like somehow, like it's the most unrealistic. Like, if someone like came up with the plot of that story, like as a TV show, people would be like, that's so fucking unrealistic, but it's fucking a documentary. Like it's actually crazy how... It's
literal footage.
Yeah, it's crazy how unrealistic the things are that happened. Like him and his two boyfriends, the whole... That he ordered fucking someone to assassinate Carol Baskin because they're tiger feud. Like, unbelievable.
There has been more shit about it, but I haven't followed it.
Yeah, no, hell no.
That came out right at
Cole. And then my last one, Too Hot to Handle. Let me explain my reasoning why I put it in honorable mentions. Like, yes, it shows some of the dumbest fucking humans and the horniest humans on planet Earth. Okay. But for entertainment purposes, it's top tier. Like, whether you're cringing at these people or laughing at how cringe they are, it's got that it factor.
And that's
it's entertaining as shit. Like, it is.
Season one I love, but it should have stayed. The Harry Giles and Francesca should have stayed. The new seasons I literally couldn't watch because it was so fucking cringy.
Actually, but fuck the last two seasons of Contestants because you know exactly what fucking show you were going on.
That's what I mean. I couldn't
literally
watch
the
it.
Exact same fucking resort. Yeah. Literally, like, the same exact same starting setup. Like, oh, you're on the show where you, like... Yeah. Oh, you're going to get to just make out with other people the whole time.
So fucking dumb.
Stupid fucks.
My honorable mentions were Mindhunter, Tiger King, and I have one more, which you might have forgotten. We both fucking fluffed. Punisher.
Oh, one of the Marvel ones. I would have thrown Daredevil in there, too. I don't know if you've seen that one. That one's unbelievable.
I knew it was an original.
Both so good, yeah.
Punisher was fucking insane.
Yeah, that was good.
Jon Bernthal, just one of the greatest actors of our generation. Yeah. I think he's getting recognition he deserves now.
Credit, full credit.
Yeah, but that was so good. Did we watch? We watched it at 107, didn't we?
When we were living together our first time, yes. So all right. Good. Yeah, that's our nails of Netflix OG shows, original shows.
Pretty good.
Kale, give me your shower thought of the day.
My shower thought is that, and it's kind of not really. It wasn't really a just now thought. It's been a thought that everyone's probably thought before too, but. It kind of strings from someone liking you and someone hating you. It's like, how could you're the same person? I'm the same person. How can it's all perspective, right? But that was so fucking random out of whack. What I meant.
I am so fucking lost right now.
I literally said that as if I already read my shower thought. My shower thought is a different version of you exists in the mind of every person who knows you. And I hate that. I hate that much. Dude, like literally.
Some people think I'm a douchebag. Other people think I'm an asshole.
But that's the thing. It's just perspective. I'm the same person. I act the same in front of everyone.
My mom thinks I'm an angel.
Yeah.
As I am. Like, that's the perspective that it should be for everyone. But
like,
whatever.
Example, like you and Chibes, who I've been around most probably the past 5-6 years, might see me completely differently.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's weird, hey? Me and Chibes might see you completely differently.
Nah.
He might see you as a great guy. For all
Everyone sees me as a human who who can lead us to the promised land.
Revo just fought. Rangers are up 6-2.
I don't give a shit. My shower thought, it relates to us because we were both so tall. But did you know being tall is actually a disadvantage when it comes to dropping your phone? Taller you are, the more damage. Like for someone who's like 6'3", like myself, I'm going to do way more damage than someone who's 4'2", drops her phone.
True. Honestly,
that must be why my phone is so like shattered on the back because I'm so tall. And whenever I drop it, it's just so much.
Yeah, mine's got no cracks.
So much mass times acceleration.
No, that's facts. And it's funny too because like that same goes with like falling in general. If I fall, I literally fall a lot more, a lot bigger fall than like someone who's chives.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean because I'm really tall too.
Yeah, so. Like when I was like fucking, I don't know if you remember this, but like 3 months ago we were playing beer league and I tripped over the blue line and like fell over backwards.
That was awesome.
I was falling. I was in the air for like a minute and a half.
I've never seen like someone trip over a blue line and then go like 10 feet in the air. It was crazy.
It was fucked. But again, I fell from 6'5" and down to the ground and it was a big fall.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I'm only 2 inches shorter, so. Good show, Kale. Yeah, good job. So. I can almost guarantee I'm going to win the nails already. So
you probably are. Yep. Yeah. We thought that before and I've won one time, but this one I'm confident you will probably win.
Thank you.
But yeah, stay tuned.
Any last words?
Yeah. Hopefully that Colorado wins in 5, so I'm good. We'll see.
You're going to end up doing a punishment no matter what. I doubt it. All right. Whatever. Peace out.
I love you all.
It is your favorite girl. That's right, it's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.